All right, welcome back, everyone. This is Jesus and Company. I'm your host, Stacey Rose, and with me is Connie Fox, as always. Hi, Connie.
Hi, Stacey.
Welcome. Are you excited to be back?
Yes, yes. Ready for the next step. Step 9 we're on today, right? So
that is correct. We wrapped up step 8, which was all about finding our soul's purpose, or just kind of being aware and kind of awakening our heart's calling. So Jesus did say that step 9 is a little bit of a continuation of that. So I'll let you guys take over.
Okay. Good morning, Jesus. Hello again. And step 9 is about putting action behind what you have identified in step 8. Simply thinking about, pondering, putting a little more attention on how you spend your time, what you enjoy doing, what you are passionate about doing. And this step is making it more concrete, more clear, or more clarity. Writing down specifically at least a few things, a few to several things or more, you know, what you would love to do with your time, what you would love to do with your life in regards to spending time, your time, and getting clear with this. It is your choice how you spend your life. And many of you do not think about this. You are a leaf in the wind going along with the life that you chose that is not bringing you your heart's calling, your passion, your joy, or you have not really identified that as of yet. You may not, you know, really know. So becoming aware of this is first, I guess, with step 8, bringing awareness and some thought to, how am I living my life? How am I choosing to spend my time? Am I enjoying how I spend my time? What would I love doing? Now, write down literally on paper so it is clear and it is individualized. Each one. What would I love doing? If I were able to, what is my heart's desire for, you know, bringing out a happiness, fun, joy, pleasure, maybe creativity, you know, a yearning of the heart? It is there if you give it awareness, listen to it, listen for it. And then in practical terms, write down, what can I do to spend some time or some more time doing that or those things? It is a practical lesson to bring into fruition. You may need to make changes and adjustments in your life or your daily schedule. This is up to you. You are the scheduler. You're the scheduler of your daily life. How can you spend more time doing what you would love doing? What would be fun, enjoyable? It is simple, but needed, very needed. So bring more clarity. Identify precisely a few or several things or experiences or purposes or hobbies, you know, any interest. Yes, yes. Write them down and then write down the steps it would take to bring that into your life in action. What would you need to do? What would you need to transition in your life or re-coordinate? And keep it simple. I am not saying you have to make this your career right now, although I will say if you are spending time, more time, doing what you love, following your heart and soul's calling, you will bring in abundance like never before, prosperity, support from our Father. You are intended to naturally express your highest joy, happiness. This is our Father. Happiness energy. It will take care of everything for you. You will not need to figure anything out or plan it or try to create it. If you are simply spending more time in harmony with your soul's purpose, which is doing what you love, experiencing happiness, expressing your inner joy. It is this presence of this energy. It is our Father, yes. He is this presence of joy, love, happiness. And it will coordinate, create, and manifest everything that you need materially, in your personal life, in your health, in your relationships, in your home life, in every aspect of your life. So just identify and make room in your life to spend more time doing what you love, and our Father will take care of the rest, making it grow, bringing you what you need to bring that out into fullness, give it life, and bring what you need to grow that, to support that. This is all. Decide what you can do. Steps, simple steps to allow more time doing, you know, something you love doing, doing what you love doing. It is this happiness and joy energy that will start leading you more than your mind's plans or planning, you know, could ever do. So limited. You do not know the miracles you are all available to. You know, every moment, it is beyond human planning. It is beyond human logic. It is beyond human limited beliefs or limited concept of what is practical or what you're capable of, what you're worthy of. Leave all that to God and just spend more time doing what you love doing. Increase happiness energy, you know, in your life. This is all. That's it.
And that's the whole step. That's everything he wants to say. Just kind of write down everything that you want to do that make you happy, and then ways that you can implement that.
Yes, exactly. It requires, you know, your ability to make this more of a priority. And for many of you, just make this any level of priority. Start small if needed. An hour here, an hour there, a few hours there, a few hours here. Keep it simple, but increase your happiness energy, and it will begin to bring to you more opportunities, connections, support, miracles, to growing this happiness energy, to growing it more. Yes.
Okay. Do you have any comments or questions on that?
No, that was a pretty short, simple lesson, step 9. But I definitely, see the value in that. Absolutely. I mean, how we spend our time. I mean, you know, that's of utmost importance, of course. So.
Yeah, and he was right. It is our choice. So I don't feel like many of us feel like it is a choice. We feel like we have to do it because of pressures to provide and whatnot. But it is a choice.
Right. So, absolutely.
Kind of clarify that. So very simple step. I'm glad he brought up a few terms because I have a few questions and comments. So since this was a short lesson, I'm going to get into that.
Sure.
So the lesson is there if anybody wants and can go ahead and start. But I'm just going to ask a few questions. And I actually wanted to share my experience using these steps. I've been doing this for a while in a different format, but I actually got to apply these in a life experience this week. I had a really small kind of conflict, and I just decided I was having some really judgmental thoughts as I was getting ready in the bathroom, and I kind of just became aware that they weren't very loving, and so I said, you know what? Mm-hmm. I even went to our Father. I said, you know what, our Father? I understand how the ego works. I know why this person is acting this way. Mm-hmm. But I don't know how to have patience. I don't know how to love this person unconditionally. I'm having a really hard time with it right now. I can't do it. I don't know how.
Right.
I was really honest. It was coming from the heart. And I swear to God, not even 10 minutes later, this situation resolved itself.
You're kidding.
I had a change of heart and everything just cleared itself out. I didn't have to do anything. I didn't have to, you know, I just accepted an apology. And again, it wasn't a huge conflict, but I mean, within 10 minutes. So step 7, you know, connecting with the Father, that is pretty huge. So.
Yes. And I've been, thanks for sharing that. What a great real example and one that, you know, all of us deal with probably quite regularly, in fact. I've learned, you know, from intentionally implementing Jesus's teachings through me and, you know, and in the books and so forth. And what I learned through, you know, what I overhear, of course, during consultations with clients or what have you. But just that simple, it's easy to think, it's easy to underestimate the value and the power of this. But surrendering it to God, giving that situation, that problem, your upset, your anger, your fear, worry, or, you know, any situation, a problem, an obstacle, you know, literally just intentionally, you know, giving it to God and asking Him to take care of it for you. And, you know, when we implement that and start to, you know, develop that habit a bit more frequently. And, you know, and some of the other simple recommendations Jesus, you know, gives us, it starts to all kind of click and come together and you start to be in the flow of life where the coordinator of this universe, God, you know, the Father is, you can tell, You know, and miracles, you start seeing miracles happening and it just, you know, things resolving themselves. You know, it's, yeah, that was a wonderful example.
Yeah, it really hit me afterward. Not just like that it happened, but I knew, like, I started crying a little bit because I was like, oh my God, that was a miracle. That was a request that just got fulfilled. And I got fulfilled really quickly. So it can happen.
Right. Well, you know, that's living your life, having God in your direct experience. And, you know, and just learning how to, you know, invite him, ask him to take care of this issue or whatever, just in your daily life and learning how to surrender that to him more and more proficiently, you know. And I think practice makes perfect, like anything, you know. We continue to get better at it as we continually implement these steps. But that's a great example.
It was pretty powerful, so I thought I'd share. So that's how simple it can be. Just to, you know, I practice what, awareness, surrender, and then connecting to our Father. So I combine like three steps in my own little way, and sure enough, it worked. So anyway, my other question, I'm glad Jesus talked about energy today, because that is kind of my other question. I've been reviewing the material that he's produced so far, and there's a lot of profound things in there. And I kind of had an aha moment when he talked about how he came in physical form and he cleared kind of the energy in the surrounding earth cosmos.
Yeah. It's a little interesting. Yeah.
But that didn't clear the energy from within us. So he took care of like the collective and the big stuff, but the small spheres are contained within us. And that was like mind blowing.
Yeah.
So I was just going to wonder, like, if he could define energy for us. Like, most humans believe that technology and science are the answer to a lot of our problems. So we have this concept of energy being the different types of energy: mechanical, nuclear, electrical, magnetic. So we have that kind of scientific view or understanding of energy. And I was just wondering if you could just give us his simplistic definition of what energy is, and then kind of explain how our energy affects the cosmos. That was kind of intense for me.
Right, right. Yeah, how our energy affects the cosmos. He goes, yes, creation energy is our Father, our formless Father. It is an energy that is pure aliveness, pure love, you know, pure life energy, and pure stillness. It is always the same. It never changes. It is the presence of who you are that is always there, but not always felt. Your minds have taken over your lives and your world, and you mostly operate from your mind's awareness, which is very limited and very distorted. It includes fear, unhealed pain, and energy within your body, within your being. It is friction energy. And you can have more of it or less of it. You can emanate more of our Father's presence, his energy, or less of it through your awareness. This is the key here. Expanding your life energy, your stillness energy, our Father's energy within your, you know, mind's consciousness. This is the key here. Within your physical form, the energy within your body. And when you are enlightened, you emanate, you beam out, you express so much love, joy, peace, happiness, beyond what you can imagine now. It is our Father. It is our Father's energy. And this energy affects Earth's atmosphere and everyone else. You are all connected. Your consciousness is what I am referring to. It is energy, yes. And it can be more loving or less loving. This means more infused with our Father's love, life, aliveness, joy, happiness, peace, energy. This is the quality of who you are, of who our Father is, of all. It begins with that. Before form is our Father, pure, non-physical energy, creation energy. Many words for it. Creative intelligence is a scientific word. Love is a good word. Peace is a good word. This quality all in one. And it emanates from each and every one of you. Your quality of energy. It is either more friction energy with more fear, more suppressed pain, or more love and less fear and less suppressed pain. It is as simple as that. Your energy emanates out to Earth, out to the cosmos. It affects everyone, every being on Earth, and stays within a certain radius in the atmosphere surrounding the planet of Earth. It stays within a certain level, I guess. And when it is more harmonious energy, love energy, joy energy, life is easier and less discord, less stress. Everyone begins to operate from their true self's awareness more and more. And this creates a cohesiveness. A collective consciousness that is more supportive to each and every one of you, more unifying, more loving, more compassionate, more peaceful, more joyful. And there is the opposite. The hope technique is needed for direct healing of your pain and fear from many lifetimes of experiences that you have accumulated, each and every one of you. And I want you to take this shortcut, this method, this tool for deep emotional healing to tackle your pain and fear with grace, with peace, with acceptance, rather than keeping it going and growing unconsciously, yes, but your fear, your pain and fear needs healed. This causes friction energy, illness, unhappiness, pain, sorrow, lack, limitation, problems, and discord. This leads to violence and more pain and more suffering in the world, and individually and collectively. Bring back our Father into your life. Bring back our Father into your daily living. These 12 simple steps are so simple to do. Make our Father a priority in your life. In time, quickly, you will begin to feel Him more within you, operating within you. in bringing you everything you need, more than you could ever try to create yourself without him. Just keep it simple. Follow the steps one by one. Implement them. Include them into your daily life. And it will all begin to snowball. A momentum will begin to grow. And you will see it is not you coordinating your life as you may think. There is a force, an energy. It is our Father. It is me that is guiding you now. And life begins to change then in a way you know not. It begins to take care of everything for you. Strain and effort dissolves away. Miracles open up daily, hourly. Your joy, your true state of joy starts enlivening. This is our Father, and you emanate this to everyone you're around, to everyone in your atmosphere, in your universe, on Earth. And unity begins to be realized that you are all one. Yes.
Beautiful. And I kind of want to end on that, but I also have one other question.
Yeah.
Since I've been talking about my kind of experiences, I've also had an epiphany, I feel like, working with this material. And as you kind of uncover layers of your fears and more of that emanation comes through, and I was just going to look for confirmation on this. I feel like I had this moment where I understood that, are we in a simulation? Is it holographic? Like, how can we all be one but individual? We have to be a hologram. Or I know this is a little complicated, but just if you want to simplify that, or just...
Right.
I promise.
Can you answer that, Jay? Yes. I will keep it simple. There is non-physical experience, a non-physical existence. This is energy, consciousness. This one consciousness, which is our Father, you, and myself, as one collective consciousness, one. And this consciousness wanted to experience life in a physical world. So from itself formed millions and trillions of different species of life, animals, plant life, even rocks have consciousness, is a being, people, also other forms in other universes that are not dense physical energy like Earth is, many, many, many. And to experience life from your particular form, Stacy, from your particular form, Connie, from another form, a tree, an animal, a bird. These beings are in a state of awareness of itself, experiencing life. When the body leaves, when the form leaves, the consciousness unifies again with its source, our Father. It is a change of form to experience life in a different way, a different beautiful, individual way. All of you are a Father in a different form. I am here to bring your awareness to that. So this becomes your direct experience of experiencing your individual form as you are, but with full awareness of our Father. This means His presence, His life, His love, His joy, His peace, His knowing that we are all one, but experiencing in an individual form. Experiencing life from that form's perception and that form's experience, personal experience. Yes.
Awesome.
Sometimes I have to absorb or go back and hear it or read it again and try and absorb it more.
I think we just blew some minds. So that's cool. That was awesome. I'm going to end on that note. I think this is my favorite lesson so far. So back to the lesson, just kind of getting in touch with makes you happy. But when he says that, there really is nothing to fear. We don't even have to fear death because we're just going back to our Father. So, but he says we don't have to wait for that. We can have that.
Right.
What heaven is, which is being unified with the Father while we're here.
So yes, that's everything that Jesus wants to impart through me anyway, at least, you know, is to wake people up, let people know we're living our lives, or most of us, many of us at least, are living our lives, you know, disconnected from God. We don't really even know what that means. And, you know, what is that like? You know, and that's really our intended way of experiencing life. But we've obviously kind of slowly, as he says, have lost that, have lost awareness of him, you know, over the eons, I guess, or many lifetimes.
Wow. Okay.
So I'm ready. That's what I want.
Sounds amazing. I can't imagine what he's going to produce for the, we're on the last three steps after this. We'll have 10, 11,
that's right. 10, 11, and 12. And then we'll be soon starting the live daily webinar show. And I really look forward to that. Other people connecting and having the opportunity to ask Jesus, you know, their own, you know, personal questions. And anyway, it'd be fun connecting with others that are also interested in spiritual, and I look forward to it.
All right, again, that's October 15th is our time, or our date. 10 a.m. Eastern was our time, right?
Yes.
Okay, that's all live in the webinar or on our website. If you want to click to register for that webinar, you can. We'll try to be doing that daily afterward, and we're kind of scheduling a week in advance, so if you can't make Saturday, hopefully there'll be an alternate date for you. So we're going to wrap up step 9, and we'll see you at step 10.
Great. Thank you, Stacey.
Thank you, Connie. Thank you, Jesus. That was awesome. Bye.
Bye.